Well, it was really nice of you guys to invite me over for dinner. If a little out of left field, but hey, friends can hang out, right? Yeah, sure. So, what's new with you guys? Oh. Well, that's cool. No, I'm happy for you. I'm really excited. So you have a date picked out? Wow, that's soon. That's really soon. That's like next month. Well, hey, if you guys think you could pull it off, I believe in you. If anyone could plan a wedding in a month, it would be you. You want to ask me something? Sure. I'm all ears. Okay, come on. No, okay, that's funny. No, that's funny. No, it is. That's funny. You're serious? Okay, I'm not gonna lie. With the whole you telling me about you guys getting married and whatnot, I was pretty sure you were going to ask me to be in your wedding party. Oh, well, that's, yeah, it's good to know, but you might have wanted to say that before you asked me to have a threesome with you. I'm just saying it was a very poor lead-in. No, I'm not criticizing you. I'm just saying that in the future, when you ask for threesomes, do better. Yeah. No. No, I'm not going to. We've been friends for a long time, and I think, especially with me being in your wedding and whatnot, that would just be way too awkward. So, I'm gonna go, and you guys can do whatever it is that you do. I'm just gonna go, okay? Yeah. Bye. What? All right, I'm listening. Look, just because I do that doesn't mean I want to do this, okay? I just don't want things to be awkward between us. Look, it's not that you guys aren't both very attractive people. You are, but I just don't think it's a good plan, okay? I just don't. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. No, can't do it. Sorry. What? No. You are both such brats. Do you know that? You really are. Both of you. That's why you're fucking perfect for each other. Well, if it's really, really what you want, well, who do I get to kiss first then? Nope, you took too long. I get to pick now. Who do I want to kiss first? Well, since my most recent kiss was with a man, I think I'll go for a nice, soft, uncertain girl kiss first. Come here. What can I say? You're a good kisser. No, I don't want to kiss you anymore. Yep, away. Now, I think everyone is a little bit too overdressed for this, so I think I'm gonna need both of you to take your clothes off. But no. We're not going all at once. I think our lovely gentleman friend can go first and strip for the pleasure of the two ladies in the room, don't you think? Now come on. Taking off your clothes isn't that hard. Shirt. Somebody's been working out. Now pants. Underwear. Now turn around. Why? Because I want to see your ass. Do it. Ooh. Oh, I couldn't help myself. All right, now your turn, darling. No, 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 no. Slower. Come on. It's just a dress. Pull the zipper down. Ooh. Did you dress up for me? It's very nice lingerie. I definitely appreciate it. You know what? You can leave the lingerie on. But I want the dress off. Down, all the way off. Good girl. Now, what to do with you two? I think, since I was so unkindly lured to this place, with no preparation for our encounter, tonight will be about what I want. And we're going to do what I want. And if anyone doesn't do what I want, they will be punished. Do we understand this? I'm sorry I didn't hear that. No, that's not the right answer. What you're both supposed to say is, "Yes, mistress, we understand." Now? Very good, pets. Now, what do I want? I don't know. I just got here. I haven't had time to think about what I want. This threesome was so sprung upon me. Well, that does seem a little bit hard to accomplish, but we'll make it work. Now, what kind of strap-ons do you guys have? Don't lie to me. I know you've got them. I know all about what you guys do. Yes, I do know. I know that you both play both sides of the fence, but we all have leanings, don't we? Oh, I know. Now, the strap-ons. Don't lie to me. How about you, my sweet princess, go get them for me? And you, my dear sir, what can you do? Well, we'll do something fun while she goes and gets the strap-ons. Go. Now. Now, why do I think that this threesome was your idea? It's probably because men only want to see two women kiss, but I don't blame you. Speaking of kissing, oh, put that tongue back in your mouth. Naughty. Oh, good, you're back. Now, let's see. Ooh, sparkly pink. I'm a fan. Well, that's a big one. I think I will take the 8-inch black strap-on, and you, baby girl, can take the pink one. No questions. You don't get to ask why. You just get to do what I tell you. Come on. put it on, take the panties off, put the strap on. Very good. And I will put on mine. It's always fun to have the biggest dick in the room. Well, I do. Because this dick is bigger than that strap-on, and that strap-on is bigger than your cock, so don't know what to tell you, man. Now, if the smallest dick in the room will get on his hands and knees, yes, that's you, get on your hands and knees. And if the pretty sparkly princess dick will get in front of him, very good. And I can get behind both of you. Oh, I think you know what we're going to do. Now you, baby girl, are going to ease that strap on into his ass. Now. Very good. And I get to put mine in your wet little pussy. Very good. And then we get to commence the fucking. So I get to pull out. No, you stay where you are. And then I get to fuck both of you at the same time. Isn't that neat? It's a very nice view from here. No, that's much too fast for you to come, baby girl. No. Neither of you get to come until I say you get to come. So we are just going to keep fucking forever and ever until I say anyone gets orgasms. And right now, nobody gets orgasms. So keep fucking. If you come, I will punish you, both of you. You understand? I said, do you understand? Very good. Now come on. Don't do it. Don't do it. Oh, that's so bad. No. I told you not to come and you came. That's very bad. No. Out. Off. No. Now you go on your knees too. Down. Go. Well, what can I say? You came when I told you not to. I told you I would punish you, and now I'm going to. Don't laugh. You get punished, too. Both of you do. Why? Why? I guess just because I feel like it. That's why. Yeah. Okay. Now, I think we're going to go with some good old-fashioned spanking. I think you each deserve. I don't even know how many. I think I'm just going to start spanking and you can both count. And I'll stop when I feel like you've been sufficiently punished for your crimes. Yeah. Okay, let's go with that. Let's start with the primary offender. and now her accomplice. And now both of them at the same time. One for the lady. One for the gentleman. And for both of them together. You know, this really has me thinking that maybe after your lovely wedding, we could have some fun together. And you can think about that during the toasts. Isn't that too funny? That while you guys are celebrating your beautiful relationship, I'll be thinking of ways that I can fuck you both after. Oh, it'll be so fun. I think that's enough now. Now, as I so rudely did not get to have any orgasms, I know, it's quite a tragedy. I think we will change up our arrangements. I think you, my lovely baby girl, do not get to be involved in this part of our fun tonight. You are going to sit and... yeah, you're going to sit and watch and not touch yourself and not do anything because you've been very bad. I just want you to sit on your red ass and watch me fuck your boyfriend with your lovely black strap on. Now come here. I'd say you have a tight ass, but judging by the size of this strap on, it's probably pretty loose by now. Now remember, no coming until I say. If you do, I will punish you. And I will be very disappointed. It's funny. I can see your girlfriend watching you. And me. Watching me fucking you. And wishing that she... I would say wishing she was the one that was fucking you, but let's be honest, she's wishing that I was fucking her instead of you. Yeah. Because, you know what I can tell from, hey, no, no coming. No. Well, you better stop. Don't do it. Don't. Oh, I cannot believe. Yeah, you better be sorry. You can beg all you want. I'm still gonna punish you. This is unacceptable, both of you. I just can't believe it. That you both just can't fucking control yourselves, can you? All right, princess, get back over here. No, well, now your man's gotten you in trouble, too. So I think we're going to have to go for a round two of the spanking. Because round one clearly had zero impact. Even though there was quite a lot of impact on your red asses. But it wasn't enough. So, no, get over here. You know, I'd rather be fucking your ass instead of spanking it. But since neither of you, yeah, that's right, you get one too, baby girl, can control yourself from coming, I guess you both just need to be spanked. Yep, you do. Anyways, as I was saying before, I was so rudely interrupted by your orgasm. you know why I think you asked me to come over here? That was a rhetorical question. I don't want to hear you speak. I think you asked me to come over here because you both play at this other side of the fence. But really, both of you are subby little bitches who just want to be fucked and owned by a mistress. And who am I to deny you that? No, it's okay. I can tell this is really what you both want. Right? Right? See, that's where you say, "Yes, mistress." Good job. You're finally being honest with yourselves. I'm very proud of you. In that matter, I'm still very disappointed that you both came before I told you to. But since you really have both came before I told you to, and I have come not enough times, not even once, in what world is that right? I think it's my turn now. Here's what we're going to do. Are we all familiar with 69ing? Good. I want, you, my bad boy, to lay on your back. Yes. And you, baby girl, to sit on his face and suck his dick. Yes, we're all familiar with 69ing. Get to it. And I am going to watch you and play with myself. And if either of you come before I do, let's just say it won't be fun for anyone involved. Well, it will be fun for me, but not you. Now let's go. And I don't want any half-assed blowjobs or pussy licking. Full force. No coming. Let's do this thing. You're both so pretty. Yes, that's right. I said pretty. I'm so glad that you asked me over here tonight. Come on now. No coming. Just me. Oh God. Oh God. All together. Come on. Now. I'm coming. Let's go. Do your butts hurt? Well, maybe if you beg me later, I'll kiss it better. No, I really am glad you asked me over here tonight. And I would love to be in your wedding party. Love it. Although I really wasn't kidding about that honeymoon threesome that I'm now planning in my head. 100% no joke. It's gonna be great.